We're going to get a glimpse now at one of the more isolated spots in the Middle East. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have trouble traveling beyond the borders of that tiny coastal enclave. Israel has kept tight restrictions on Gaza for years and has enforced an almost total blockade along the border since the militant group Hamas took full control of the territory in 2007. Egypt has kept control of its border with Gaza as well, with some exceptions. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro recently traveled to Gaza, where Palestinians say they feel trapped and frustrated with no end in sight.
At the Gaza City bus station, a Hamas policeman calls out the names of those authorized to travel to Rafah, the terminal on the Gaza-Egypt border. Dozens of people crowd around, surrounded by large suitcases, waiting for their turn to get on. This is the first time the border has been open in a month and a half, and there is a palpable air of desperation. Abu Jamal is one of the lucky ones.
It's not easy to travel. Once you are in Gaza, it's a matter of luck. I have been waiting for the last 3 months. There are so many people who would like to leave. You want to be free to be able to go where you want to go, just like anybody else.
Leaving Gaza has never been easy. Israel controls its own border with Gaza and the air and sea around the Strip. For most of the 1.5 million Palestinians in the territory, the only option has been to travel via Egypt. But not anymore. These days, that border is only open sporadically. Anyone who wishes to travel has to get his or her name placed on lists prepared by the Egyptian authorities, or Hamas. This month, the Rafah crossing was open for 4 days, and only 3,000 people were let through. It's not clear when the border will be open again. Gaza-based analyst Mahaimer Abu Saida says there are very specific criteria for travelers here.
They allow Gazans to cross from Gaza to Egypt under three conditions: students, Palestinians with outside residency, and sick people. Other than that, it's almost impossible for the other average Palestinians to leave Gaza.
Abu Saida says the border has become a political tool in the hands of the Egyptian government. Egypt has been trying for months to broker a reconciliation agreement between Hamas and the rival Fatah, which holds sway in the West Bank. So far, Hamas has refused to sign on.
But by keeping the border crossing closed and they open it from time to time, this is one of the ways how Egypt can employ pressure and leverage on Hamas every time they want to use it.
But it's ordinary Palestinians who pay the price, literally. A traveler's black market is now flourishing. Saib Abu Rabia owns a furniture store. He's been trying to get out with 5 members of his family for a year now, to no avail.
About 3 months ago, someone came up to me and said they could help me get on the list to leave Gaza for a fee of $1,500 a person. I agreed. Nothing happened. Then they came back and said the price was now $2,500 a person.
Abu Rabia says he and others like him are at the mercy of these touts. They say they know high-ranking Egyptian officials who can get them permission to travel. Some people, he says, have paid tens of thousands of dollars in bribes. Abu Rabia says he can't afford that, so for now, he's stuck in what he terms a prison.
If I ever get out of here and I find a good investment, I will never come back. This place has dragged me to the bottom.
At a cafe in Gaza City, 27-year-old Fadi Bahit sits despondently. He's the manager of an 8-man hip-hop band.
We're trapped. We are a hip-hop group called Daraj Team, the Arabian Revolutionary Guys. We had projects in Denmark, and we have cell projects in Switzerland and Sweden. But we're trapped. We have missed so much.
Bahit says because of Hamas restrictions, they rarely get to perform in Gaza itself. He says the band members want to leave so they can tell the world what's happening here.
They were looking forward to be in this project, to represent Gaza, to represent Palestine. And we want this opportunity to represent that Gaza is still alive and Gaza is part of Palestine.
So most days they hang out in cafes, waiting to see if they can get permission to leave.
To have your life on hold, it's something I wouldn't wish anyone to feel, you know?
He plays a recording of one of their recent songs about last winter's Gaza war. He says their next song will be about not being able to leave this place.
It's going to be like killing. And we're going to get in trouble for it. Many people doesn't know the real deal. They just don't know. To break the siege is not to let people in. It's to let people out.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.